Hello.
Hi, am I talking to Christy Schroeder?
Is
Hi, Christy. My name is Trish. I'm actually calling in from Gnome Book Writing. You signed up with us for your book.
I'm sorry, this is who?
Gnome Book Writing.
Oh, okay.
You signed up with us a few weeks ago for your book, and I was just following up with that to see what your book is in process is in right now, and what the further developments are and what we can do to help.
So I don't remember signing up with anyone for that. I was reached out to two different organizations for ghostwriting, but I haven't like signed any documents or anything like that.
That is what's considered a sign up. Basically, you reach out to us and you let us know what you want, etc., all of that. You let us have your information so we can follow up with you for any further communication, etc. That's kind of what a sign up is anyways.
Okay.
You were looking for ghostwriting. Can I know a little bit about your book?
Well, as I told the previous two different entities, it's kind of a, I guess, an autobiography.
Okay. Awesome. Is the autobiography for yourself?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And how many pages are you anticipating for this book?
Well, my hope was to have a larger book, but I don't have, I think I have 20 something pages or something like that. I haven't looked at it in the, since I first reached out for ghostwriting.
Okay, that's no worries. I'm asking an anticipation of pages, so something that you have in mind maybe.
Well, I mean, honestly, I haven't thought any further since the last time I reached. So it's been a couple of months. I've been focusing on academia at this point.
I understand that. No
So.
worries at all. I would suggest a healthy 150 to 250 pages. Considering that is the general average of a book, especially one with the genre that you have. So that's kind of what, I have to put in to suggest. You can go ahead and you can have your own mindset on if you want to get that increased or decreased later on in the process. But 150, 250 pages is just the average.
Yeah, and I kind of vaguely remember that being the previous conversation, but I need to ask you this. Do you have a listing of which individual I spoke to? Because that's going to help me understand which agency you're with, because I'm a
Sure.
little
Sure
blank.
thing. Give me one second. I'm gonna have to check my record for that. But if you could give me just a second.
So let me give you the information. So maybe if that's what I'm trying to say, that in order to create the content, in order to create the
Okay.
draft for Wikipedia, because we are not creating a
Yeah,
blog.
so it seems you spoke to Daniel Garcia.
Creating a
He is a representative over on chat with us.
Okay, that helps me understand which one you are with.
Awesome, perfect. I'm glad you remember us. Okay. So yeah, we were the notebook writing one.
Yeah, so I reached out to numerous people, some associates who are, writers and have published books and so forth, and nobody really has any feedback for me about ghostwriting or yours or the other, organizations. They couldn't really give me anything. So are y'all just a new thing? That's why no one over here has any information that they can share, or
I'd be more than happy to guide you through everything. So go ahead and let me know what all your questions are about ghostwriting.
well, so I guess, is this a new concept or
Really?
creation?
Been around for the last 12 plus years. I mean, we've been in the industry for the last 12 plus years as Gnome Book Writing. And ghostwriting's been around since way, way before that. It was just, you know, a more hidden concept, and now it's more openly accepted. But then even at that point at the end, ghostwriting is something that, you know, a consumer never knows. It's only between us and you as the author, and that's kind of it. So you come to us, you let us know that you want to get your autobiography written, and we write it for you as you would want it. We go chapter by chapter and everything. We make sure we have approval over every single sentence that you, you know, that we write, we have your approval of. And once the book is completely finalized and the book is published, it is published under self-publishing, even though we do the publishing. So we do the publishing for you, and we get it under self-published, and, you know, self-written, and all the editors and stuff. All the credits are transformed under your name as Christy Schroeder, and all the profits are directly deposited to your account. So we don't work as a normal literary agent or like a publisher like that, you know, an old school publisher. We don't work like that. We just have the one-time upfront payment, and there's no ongoing payments or ongoing charges or any later royalties or anything like that. There's none of that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where is your organization located?
I'm sorry?
Where is your organization located?
Oh, we are in New York City.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I was really confused, honestly, because when I looked when I saw the ad up there, you know, I was looking through some news feeds or something, I don't know what it was, and the little ad popped up. So I clicked on it.
Mm-hmm.
The first one I talked to was Daniel, and then I said I'd get back to him. And then when I think it was a couple of weeks later, and I called back,
mm-hmm.
I talked to someone named David Crow, who was in California. And that guy was really kind of rude, he really turned me off, because I told him, you know, that the book
was in our organization, because I don't remember having a David Crow.
Yeah, no, he was in the one in California or something.
Okay.
So I told him my concern is this: I don't want there to be like secondary trauma. I'm concerned about that for the consumers, you know, secondary trauma, and I wanted to cushion the content of the book. His feedback was literally, well, you just write the book and we decide what to publish. And then, so my inclination was, how can you say that if I'm the one that's going to approve everything? You know what I mean? Somehow I think Daniel called me, and I had it confused, thinking that both of these separate entities were the same or affiliated with each other. I don't know how that happened. So I just want to, I guess that's my main concern, and you know, thinking about changing the dialogue a little bit in the book itself. Because I don't want to have to deal with any legalities coming back, because some of these individuals are still alive.
Okay, so here's the thing. Let me tell you. So you can change as many names of characters as you'd like, as many locations and situations for, you know, safety reasons, protection, whatever. You can change all that you want to. In your package, there will be unlimited revisions. So even if you have a problem with one sentence or one phrase 100 times, we'll change it for you 100 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Makes me feel a lot better about the whole.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry,
you know,
if Daniel wasn't able to explain this to you before, but it's actually pretty simple. As long as you're not happy with something, we're not going to move forward with it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that.
Okay. So the other organization sent me an online, like, contract or something.
Yeah.
And that was really pushy. But I told him he could send me that. That's fine. But I was going to take it to my legal team and have them review it before I signed anything.
That's perfectly fine. Our legal team is the one that actually curates the contract, and that contract is basically for confidentiality reasons. It states the refund policy, it states what the agreement is between us, and it states all of the other confidentiality things. So basically, like, if we are writing it for you, our writers are not at liability to say or talk about the project or, you know, to any third party or anyone outside of the people that are supposed to know for work reasons don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the contract that we've created. It's basically for your safety.
There's
nothing for us in it, honestly. You can have it checked out by your legal team. It's totally fine with us.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So I have to leave to go to class.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if do you have like a direct line that I could contact you specifically at any given?
Absolutely, I do have a direct line. But before I'll let you have that right now, actually, or I'll drop you a text from it within the next 5-ish minutes. But I do want to let you know that we are actually running a 50% discount promotion today. And I just wanted to let you know that since it's a 50% discount, that's a hefty, hefty discount. So it's only for the day and it's running. So I was actually reaching out to previous clients to see, because they are at priority first because, you know, they signed up with us first. So just reaching out to old people, seeing, you know, if anybody would want it before anybody new comes in and signs up and the people that signed up first get left behind. That's kind of the reason that I was calling in. So
Thank you for that. Not to sound conceited or arrogant or anything like that, the discounts are not going to be a priority.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
I need to take care of a few things and follow back up. So I'm gonna have to let this sit for just the short amount of time. But if you can give me your direct number,
I'll give
that
you
I can talk
number,
to.
And if you can let me know a timeline, I can go ahead and I can let my teams be aware of the project and all.
Okay, good deal. So finals are the first week of May, so we're looking around, probably the second week of May.
Okay, yeah, that's perfectly fine. No worries at all. So let me know when you're ready to have my number.
I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. It's 646.
Okay, 646.
741.
41.
6704.
04. Okay. And will this be, when I call this number back, will you answer or will just any of the team answer?
No. I will answer, and if I'm not available for any reason at all, if I'm in a meeting or something, my assistant is going to answer.
Okay. And what was your first name?
Tris. T-R-I-S.
That's perfect. Are you allowed to do the last name? I know some agents only give like a first name or a code. Or...
Oh, my last name. Sorry about that. I was not thinking about first name. Last name is Eaton, E-A-T-O-N.
E-A-T-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you so much, Trish. I appreciate your time today.
That's right. No worries. Thank you so much for speaking to me. I hope to have you on board soon.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.